Shadow puppets on the wall when the light falls. Donated to Fund Drive 2024, thank you. We appreciate your loyalty to supporting grassroots independent voices that perk up your ears to what is personal, unique, and different on the dial.
This is Bird Note. Northern cardinals are known for their iconic red feathers. Males are bright scarlet, and females sport red wing and crest feathers. So if you saw a northern cardinal that was lemon yellow, you might think it was a different species entirely. In fact, these are northern cardinals, but with a genetic mutation. All cardinals ingest yellow pigments in their food. Most cardinals' bodies change them into red pigments, giving their feathers their signature shade. But just a few cardinals lack this ability, resulting in a bright yellow bird. Unexpectedly yellow birds occur in other species too, from house finches that look like they've been dipped in egg yolk to red-bellied woodpeckers with golden-hued head feathers. The condition is called xanthochromism. Xanthochromism and other color abnormalities are rare, just a handful in every few million bird sightings. And the causes for these conditions vary. For house finches, diet alone is probably enough to turn them yellow. Field guides show only a few illustrations for a single species, but part of the fun is finding all the shades of variation in well-known birds. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Remmel.
Pre-produced at my landslide in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. That was the big set, and it started with TV Girl. Then from Winnipeg, it was French Class with a great new song. Then it was Jaye. I can't say that. They're spelled J-Y-E, and they're from Australia. Then it was Jeremiah with two A's before the H from Montreal, and then Made Up, who I think are from Vancouver. Following that was Sports Coach, Coach of All Metrowave, and then after that was the top Metrowave track of that smattering of Metrowave, and that was from Safe Mind, who are from Connecticut. Then from Portland, it was hardcore punk supergroup Malakili. I don't know the names or bands of anyone in the supergroup, and that was followed by Peace Decay, and then Self Defense, who are from Victoria. After that was Pie Pie from Montreal with a pretty good track of their own. And then from Australia again, it was Lothario. Moving on from the punk music, it was Mount Eerie, Cootie Catcher, and then New Rubble Bucket. After that was Being Dead, and then another new supergroup, this one called The Hard Quartet. They are billed as the Highwaymen of indie rock, and I could probably name more Highwaymen. Is that bad? Anyway, great song, and that was followed up by Sick Day from Chicago, and then J.W. Francis. If you'd like to be heard tonight, do check out the audio archives at cgsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. I haven't mentioned this in a while, but if you're in the Campus Community Radio game, select episodes are available for syndication on Earshot Distro. I'm not an Earshot Distro expert. I've been uploading all the new music episodes for a while now for syndication, and presumably to no one. Last time I visited, I stumbled upon an interactions log where I saw that two different stations in the province downloaded the lot, basically. One station this past September and one the year prior. And there are also a handful of stations across the country that have at least checked out the show. So that's kind of cool. Maybe the home of Burnaby Rock has played on other stations. I have no way of knowing this, so I consented to emails in case anyone wanted to contact me and let me know, and now I just get spam from artist reps. Anyway, I probably have four quick ones. Up next at 8 o'clock is the art show, unless it is Thursday, in which case the Bird Crusade is up next. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.